9.2. Wow, that's big.
Okay, quiet, please. Can everyone hear me? Welcome to the Thames Barrier. As you can see, the barrier goes right across the River Thames. It is 520 metres wide and took 8 years to build. It was completed in 1982. Can you see those big things that look like hats? They're called piers. There are 9 of them. Each pier is 50 metres high from top to bottom. Between them, you can see the steel gates. There are 10 gates in total. 6 of these gates rise up out of the water in order to form a barrier. The 4 largest of these steel gates are 61 metres wide and weigh 1,500 tonnes each. When they're not in use, these gates lie flat in concrete sills on the river bed. Down there also are 2 service tunnels. When there is a danger of flooding, these 6 gates are raised to form a barrier between the piers. When raised, each is as high as a 5-storey building. The other 4 gates are smaller, and they are lowered into the water. On the front of each pier are some navigation lights. A red cross means the gate is closed, and a green arrow means it's open. The gates are powered by electricity. The power packs are immediately below the steel roofs, inside the hats. The Thames Barrier protects London from flooding. This is necessary because every 100 years, the water in the river rises 75 centimetres. This is due mostly to global warming, but also in part because the south of England is sinking slowly. But the rising water level isn't the main threat. The main danger of flooding comes from sudden big waves that come in from far out to sea. These are called tidal surges. So far, the barrier has protected London against flooding nearly 70 times. 750,000 people living in London are in danger from flooding, so it's very important to them. It wasn't cheap. It cost over £535 million to build. But this is a lot less than it would cost to repair any damage to London if the city was flooded. Now, are there any questions?